Kevin. Kevin, you only get one.
All right. So, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another PC Boys podcast. We only have, like, 10 minutes.
Because Logan was an idiot.
Hey, listen, I had to do some important stuff for school.
Fucking Logan. Well, maybe if you did it like I did and already have it finished, we wouldn't be here.
So, we are continuing our Endgame week discussions.
Continuing?
We have 3 straight days of it coming. Because
what do you mean, continuing?
We didn't delete it. No, my phone died and it deleted the podcast.
Maybe you should have your phone charged more.
Sorry, I thought it was charged enough.
It wasn't.
When I started the podcast, I was like, oh gosh.
We got the 28 minutes, so your phone.
So, guys, we're gonna have to speed run through our, like, predictions again.
Everybody's gonna die.
No. I think Captain America's gonna die. I think Iron Man is going to die. And I feel like a lot of the Avengers are gonna come back, except for Gamora. I think she's gone.
Gamora's coming back.
I'm saying that she's gone.
I'm predicting right now. Cap, if anybody's going to die, it's definitely going to be Cap, if Iron Man lives.
If you look at it, Gamora didn't, like, die by being dusted. She just kind of...
Yeah, but if they prevent the snap from happening, that means they're going to stop Thanos from killing her.
I think it's bringing back people just from the snap. I don't think it has anything to do with...
Well, they're obviously going to be doing something to go back in time. They have to.
If they're going
to
reverse the snap, then that means... If they're only going to bring people back from the snap, that means Vision is gone completely.
Oh, yeah, he
was... Yeah.
He had it forcefully ripped out of his head.
However, twice. They can rebuild Vision if they have the stone.
The first one he told Scarlet Witch to do it.
Yeah,
The second one...
He got blown up.
Well, the thing is, they can rebuild Vision if they get an Infinity Stone. They can rebuild
them. They don't need the Infinity Stone.
They can't just rebuild them, though. They don't have Jarvis anymore. Jarvis is gone.
Well, also...
If they do time travel, maybe we'll get Jarvis back.
If they do time travel, they'll get Vision back. That's how it works.
Well, either.
I mean, technically, they could have taken out the Infinity Stone because that's what they were working on before they were attacked in the Wakanda.
Yeah, they could start earlier.
There's
a big fan theory.
Well, if
Scarlet
Witch didn't leave.
Well, everybody's like, Shuri isn't an idiot. She probably could have backed up Jarvis's memory and saved him onto a computer. And then it's like, yeah, but according to all the Endgame trailers, Shuri is dead too.
Well, if you looked at it. Okay, well, think about this, though. Before Corvus Glaive went after, she did something with the
diagram
and then
swiped it away. And then
maybe that was the save.
Maybe. But Shuri's dead. So nobody else knows how to access that.
She'll probably come back.
She's dead, though.
She'll come back.
She'll come back after they reverse the snap.
I think Valkyrie's in this movie. I'm pretty sure we saw
confirmed
flicks.
She's on the poster for China.
She's back, guys. She's back. I'm so excited. Like, literally...
They better not have killed Korg and Meek, or I'm done.
Dude,
I'm not watching anything after Endgame
this
except
movie,
Spider-Man.
This movie is going to be... This movie is going to be the killer of all of us. Like, we are all, by the time that Endgame's done... Just think, what do we have to... What major movie do we have to look forward to besides King Kong vs. Godzilla?
Spider-Man.
Well...
Star Wars 9.
Yes, Spider-Man's really important.
Yeah, Star Wars 9.
Godzilla. Well,
to be honest, I'm not really looking forward to Star Wars. That's just me. I'm not a Star Wars guy. I have. I've seen them all.
Watched Star Wars. No, you have not.
I've seen all the good ones. Episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Excuse me. You've seen. You're calling episodes 1, 2, and 3 good. That's a strong word for the prequels.
Guess what? I thought they're...
Episode 1, bad. Episode 2, all right. Episode 3,
gold.
A little better. Gold.
I got the high ground,
Episode
Anakin.
Episode 4, 5, and 6 are way better.
You underestimate my power. Loses his legs. What power do you got now, son? Legit.
I saw this meme like a day ago. That's it shows him saying like, "You underestimate my power," and he like jumps and like cuts all his legs off, and then he picks up his lightsaber in his mouth and starts running at him with one hand.
It's so funny. But remember that meme you showed me when it was Christian Bale who played Anakin, right?
No. Hayden Christensen.
Yeah.
Close.
Remember? Yeah. Well, I'm just remembering the meme that you sent me. Yeah. I wasn't planning on killing the younglings. I just had enough of their shit. Beating them. George was recording the entire time. Yeah.
Dude, I can't wait to do our podcast over the summer over the phone. That's going to be like so damn interesting, my guys.
Considering that we didn't end up doing it over a spring break.
Yeah, you Well,
I expected you to call me on like Tuesday.
Listen, I was having a bad break, okay? My prom date decided to go back to her ex.
We'll leave that alone. Okay, back to Endgame.
Yes, yes, please, we gotta stick on task for once.
Everybody dies! Yay!
No, that's not what's gonna happen.
Okay.
Not everyone's going to die. I think only Captain America and Iron Man are gonna die. Thor's gonna be hurt. The Hulk's gonna have a round two with Thanos and beat the crap out of him. And Thanos is gonna do some like bullcrap to get himself out of it.
No, like I already said,
they're gonna attack the Avengers facility.
Before your stupid phone died, it's Samsung.
It's not. It's a 82% today.
Well, I made the prediction that the Hulk, Cap, and Iron Man are gonna die. Because you said something about a Thor 4 or something.
There might be a Thor 4 because Chris Hemsworth is considering
renewing his contract.
It's called Taika Waititi.
He hasn't confirmed or denied anything yet.
I know, but Chris Evans is obviously leaving. RDJ is, and most likely Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo is already
gone. Ant-Man, please kill Thanos by going inside of his butt and expanding.
No!
Last time
you know what'd be funny when Captain Marvel goes to punch him and that for the final blow and then he dies and then she's like, I did it, and then Ant-Man comes out of his butt and then expands. It's like, oh, that was bad inside there. What do you mean?
What do you don't talk very much.
No, seriously, I don't know who came up with it, but that's ridiculous. Like,
I remember they were doing like the Jimmy Fallon interview and they're like, he's like, oh yeah, but no, everything was Jimmy Kimmel. He's like, have you heard of the theory that you're gonna defeat Thanos by going up his butthole? And Paul Rudd's like, yeah, you know what? I did hear that one. If you needed to know. He's like, yeah, are we gonna be seeing anything like that in the film? And he's like, well, I can't confirm or deny anything yet.
You see,
Captain Marvel's not going to deliver the final
blow. Here's the thing. I heard Captain Marvel's actually confirmed not in the movie much. Like, it is confirmed she's not in the movie that much. So I think Captain Marvel will be in the beginning part, but
she
won't be there.
We already made this prediction. She's going to get a
Thanos is going to, like, whip her into shape, and she's... I want her character to develop, though, because her movie did not really make her character develop. As much as I don't like Brie Larson, they could do the character some justice, at least. Because there's a difference between Captain Marvel being played by Brie Larson and Brie Larson herself. The character shouldn't suffer because the actress is just toxic.
I mean, would you say the same thing about, like, Kevin Spacey and Bill Cosby?
I mean, he died in Advanced Warfare. He played a good villain, so I'm okay. Is that just me?
Bill Cosby's in jail.
Yeah, Bill Cosby.
In jail. Kevin Spacey doesn't act anymore because, you know, he couldn't keep it in his pants.
Lovely.
Now he's gotten in trouble for it, like, a lot.
But, no, I think,
so
like,
T.J. Miller.
They need to make Captain Marvel's character have some development. Because, like I said, in her own movie...
They shouldn't cast Brie Larson.
There is that, too, but, I mean, here's the thing. With her own movie, there was no hero's journey. She forgot who she was. She had all this power. She was a perfect person before she had her mind wiped.
Like, we said yesterday.
Well, we kind of have
shorter time.
Yeah. So Maria Rambeau, her best friend's like, "Oh, you're funny. You were a great aunt. Yada yada yada." Just pretty much saying she was perfect before she had her powers. Then she had her powers, and then you're still perfect.
I think this should be the shortest podcast with the three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we could stay for a little while longer after the bell rings.
I'm hungry.
I am too, but it's not a rush. I mean,
I'm in a rush, Logan.
I have food.
But here,
I need food to go into my digestive system, Logan.
Dude.
Here's
the thing.
Throw your ball at me.
Give me the ball.
No.
Give me the ball.
Guys, I'm trying to get through a point. But my point is, with her character, she didn't really feel bad about what she did. She wasn't like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like she didn't look like she regretted it. It was just like, oh, I did something bad. Now I'm going to fight against the Kree. It's like you have no emotion.
She was trying to redeem herself.
Well, she didn't really seem that sorry for what she did.
Well, you know what? Brie Larson just doesn't have a soul. And that,
we're talking
that
about the character, we're not talking about the actress.
Finish?
No.
That just showed that she can't play Captain Marvel and they need to recast her.
All they need to do in Endgame, make her more interesting, give her, you know, some actual, like, character development, and then people will not totally dislike her being the face of the MCU. At least you'll have some people that'll be, like, open to the idea.
I like cheesecake.
As long as, you know, Brie Larson doesn't say any more dumb comments.
Well, she's been
raised the internet again.
Well, she's been quiet through Endgame.
Yeah. That's well, except for the Chris Hemsworth and Don Cheadle and Jeremy Renner. That's funny, though.
Okay, yeah. We'll talk about that tomorrow since
we... No, we won't. We'll talk about something else tomorrow. Talk about other stuff. We're talking about something else every
day. We'll talk about Endgame every day until the movie comes out. Then we do the review. And then we'll have our group discussion about Endgame. And then Endgame's done. And we just move on to whatever's next.
At that point.
I will probably be doing a World War Z video game review this weekend.
Bye.